Hello, my beautiful bestie. How are we doing today?
Hello, Melissa Rose. I am doing absolutely fantastic.
How is your day going so far? It's a beautiful sunny day.
It's a sunshine day. The sun is shining, not above the clouds today. It's just shining here in the Northeast.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. It's supposed to be like this all week. Thank the heavens.
Yes, we're feeling it. I've been seeing some pretty funny memes about, like, was I sick and had seasonal depression, or did I just need some sunshine in my life?
No, quite literally, though. Just being able to go outside and take in the garbage cans and it's not freezing.
Yes.
Or, like, go step outside with the dogs in the backyard and not touch outside for months at a time is just so lovely.
Sunshine is medicinal.
It really is. Speaking of... How was your girls' trip?
We took a girls' trip. One of my other besties, Katie, and I, and we went to Clearwater Beach in Florida. Have you ever been there?
Mm-mm.
It's right outside Tampa. It's about like 20 to 25 minutes away from the airport. And it's known as one of the most beautiful beaches in America, actually.
Love that.
Yeah, it's on the Gulf side. So the water's super calm and beautiful. And the sand is really soft and velvety. And it was a quickie. It was a 48-hour weekend trip, but speaking of medicinal, it was medicinal.
Oh, that's so amazing. How have you been feeling since you've been back? Like, you went, you said it was quick, but tell me more.
Yes.
About the medicine of it all.
Thank you for asking. Yeah, it was quick, but it was really all I needed. I felt like I needed prior to the trip. It was just time to get out of the hamster wheel routine that I love. And there's no place I would rather be. And I knew that I was starting to run a little bit thin and I needed a little bit of a break from that. So just to like get ready for dinner together at 5 o'clock and go out to dinner and like have a plan with no plan was
yep.
So nice. Very apropos to what we were talking about last week about like having a different form of responsibilities.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was amazing. Like our Sunday included spa experience in the morning. And then we sat by a pool talking all day from 12 to 6.
Literally, there's nothing more that I would ever want.
It was unbelievable. Like overlooking this beautiful pool, which overlooked a large ocean. And we had nowhere to be except with each other. It was amazing.
So perfect. I love that. I'm craving that. That sounds so incredibly nice.
When you're craving it, you have to listen to it. And
I know.
Sometimes, you know, it's doable in the short term, or sometimes you have to put it on the vision board for the long term.
Right.
But actually, it's connected to a two truths, no lies that I had to share today and very pertinent about what we're taking on today, which is
you time.
You
taking time. On you time.
Time for you, carving out the time for you. And Ryan and I like to make active choices to carve out specific time markers really like throughout the whole year, knowing that he has a boys' trip usually with your husband and the rest
yep.
of the college boys. I have a girls' trip with my college besties, which just did. Even though it was just one of them,
yeah.
Everyone else is a little bit busy. And then a time where just he and I can go away. It's usually around our anniversary. And then a family trip. So having those four time markers at this juncture really seems to capture the buckets that we're striving for in this phase and stage. But it really left me with a two truths, no lies, just diving right into that. You can take time for you. And love the people you are leaving the same amount that
totally.
You did prior to leaving, if not more.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Sure does. It's very, I believe that to be true.
Yeah. Tell me more about, you know, leaving Saturday morning
yes.
compared to coming back, and especially in regards to that teacher's.
Alive. Yeah, I primed myself for leaving and I could definitely sense a bit from my little guys that they were experiencing some heightened feelings around me leaving, and they were excited to spend time with dad, with Ryan at the same time. So great, amazing that, you know, that took place. But I said goodbye during bedtime because I was leaving so early the next morning. So I felt, I kind of like disassociated, to be honest. I was just like, they're going to be fine. It's all good. I'm taking time for me. And that is important.
Yes.
I definitely had like less guilt around it this time leaving because I knew I needed it.
Yeah, like, that's great.
Yeah. So I kind of, I didn't even need to like wave hi to it or acknowledge to name to tame because it wasn't there. Like I knew that I deserved this. Mm-hmm. And it was important to model that. So again, you can take time for you and love the people you are leaving the same amount. And I kept kind of reiterating that internally. And also like I was ready to come home and I couldn't wait to squeeze their little cheeks and I missed them. And because I missed them, I knew that the 2 days were exactly what I needed and more to feel rejuvenated and ready.
And how soon, because I know just anecdotally, like you booked your flights a few weeks ago, yeah. right? So was it last minute in the logistics or was it last minute in everything? Like this needs to happen. Or was this already pre-planned? It just happened to be at the time you needed it.
We pre-planned this. We use daylight savings time, we being Katie and I, of like we have our family get together, usually daylight savings time in the fall. And then our girls get together in springing forward. It's just the girlies. Mm-hmm. And fall back, it's the family. So we knew that this was a weekend that we had carved out and we were just kind of late to the game of planning the details around it. So we knew we needed to make it happen. And shout out to Katie for actually being the one to get us going.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed it. And yeah, I mean, of course you can take time for you and, you know, love the people you're leaving and even more when you come back. I related to that a lot on my last trip that I did. I remember just like missing home so much, but also being so happy to be away at the same time. Yes. I've said this before my daughter was around, Mike and I would always say, but I've made an active choice to really verbalize it out loud with her is, how blessed are you to be able to be excited to come home after a vacation? Because it's such a place of privilege to be excited to walk into your oasis yes. and excited to walk into your safe space and excited to get back to a routine that you crave mm-hmm. and then people that love you and all that, because that isn't the majority of people, mm-hmm. right? You really won the lottery when you get to come home from a beautiful trip and also just be so excited to be there.
It's so true. I couldn't wait before I went away to not have to prep breakfast. I remember on Friday morning being like, okay, because that's on my responsibility landscape, as we discussed, mm-hmm. and I was prepping it. I was like, oh, I can't wait to have a little break from this for a couple days. Yeah. And then last night as I was falling asleep, I was like, I can't wait to prep them breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, so aww. Perspective is everything. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's all you need. But with those two truths, no lies, I feel like our brains are constantly competing. Like, I can't do this for me because that would mean like, they might not think that I love them as much, or it's not, yeah. you're not taking away because you're putting something in for you. Like no. both hold an equal weight. And again, distance makes the heart grow fonder. I love them even more that I had time away from right. them. So super pertinent about carving out time for you.
It's so important to do. And I'm so glad we're taking it on today. It was something that kept coming, we didn't even realize, but was coming up for the both of mm-hmm. us, just anecdotally talking to people and then be like, oh, I'm carving out time for me today. And it was just multiple people over the past few days were saying that to me. And then you brought it up yesterday. I was like, that's perfect. Done. Like, let's just dive right into that. Because even with like it being spring break season and like Easter breaks and all of that, a lot of people are taking vacation time. It's funny, I feel like in June, July, my entire Instagram is like Greece yeah. or like Europe. Yeah. And like right now, my entire Instagram is Florida. Yes. Like everyone's in Florida.
It was so crowded.
Yeah, it's just like it's the time yeah. of year you go. We normally go this time of year, but we're not. But my point is, what is my point?
Carve out time for you, whatever phase or stage you're in.
Yes, with vacations, like sometimes the vacation itself, you need a vacation from coming back. So like sometimes even planning that vacation or going on that family trip might not necessarily fall into the bucket of carving out time for you because of all that goes into it before and after. And then you're running around like crazy parenting in another location. So I think it's especially pertinent, even if you have a vacation on the calendar. It just depends what kind.
Such a good call out. Yeah, it's funny. Katie's actually going back to Florida a week from yesterday with her family. And she knew that she was taking that trip. And I was like, are you sure you still want to go to Florida? She's like, it will be two very different experiences.
Exactly.
So making that very concrete, you got to normalize it.
Yeah, 100%. You have to be realist about
it. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're only losing if you're not a realist about it, 100%. To be honest.
Yeah, it's stuffing.
Yeah. Quick sidebar that I also wanted to tell you about. I saw in the vein of spring break, I saw so many college students going on trips, whether they're going to Florida or Costa Rica or wherever, and they look so young.
I know.
Do you think we looked that young?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't think so. No, because I even look back at pictures. Mike did.
Like,
I didn't.
Right. Yeah.
Like, but I even look back at pictures. You know, your phone's constantly punting things to you. And I look at pictures of even like 6 years ago or 7 years ago. And Mike looks so much younger. Like, he looks like a baby, not to mention college.
I can't. I was like, you guys are 10 years old. Do you even have an ID to go where you're going? Like, and then I was like, oh, I'm that person.
I know, right? I mean, we are like pretty far away from that. We're almost like 20 years
it's
out from quite high school graduation, which is crazy.
It's insane. And then I'm wondering, like, do you think people like of our parents' generation are looking at us and they're like, they look like babies having babies?
That's actually a good question. I don't know.
We'll have to source.
That's a good question. Yeah. I think it's funny because when we were in the city on Saturday night, there must have been a Model UN thing going on. Nothing makes you look younger than when you're trying to look older than you are. So these like high school kids in their little tight mini dresses with like a blazer and heels and like all this makeup on their face. But it's like you're 14.
Yeah.
Like there's no question you are 14 years old. And you just look like you're playing dress ups. But I know we did the same thing. And I remember thinking I looked great.
Oh, yeah.
Like being like, ooh, like I look so old and mature. And it's like, no, you look ridiculous.
You look like a clown.
Truly. Like, what are you doing?
Wearing heels.
Yeah, 100%.
But we felt great. And that's all that matters.
Yeah,
that's 100%. All that matters. So let's dive into Two Truths, No Lies. I shared mine already. So you're up, girlfriend.
I'm up. So as you and I have talked about offline, but I've brought up a lot on the pod recently, is this theme of togetherness with my family and realizing that that's like a huge, huge, huge thing for me. And as soon as I was able to name that and understand what it was that I was striving for, it's made it much easier for me to identify in certain situations like what I'm trying to strive for and like how to prioritize certain things and set boundaries and whatever it might be. And one really interesting like inverse of that inverse, right, would be like if you're constantly striving for togetherness, it what does that mean for wanting alone time or even like honoring alone time for others? And it's quite simply two truths, no lies. Like you can want togetherness and you can have that be your overarching goal for your family and need you time, period.
Totally. I love that. It's time. It hinges on time and place.
Exactly. And as I was thinking about this last night, BYSO thoughts going into recording today was, you know, I'm never going to be someone, and don't get me wrong, leading into the holidays, like we recorded a whole episode about how it's crazy and it can get ahead of you and like we can all kind of like lose our shit. Generally speaking, though, I am more of the 350 day a year person where it's like I'm striving for the idea of togetherness and glimmers of joy and trying to make little moments special versus focusing on the birthdays, holidays, vacations as like this is where we need to put all of our pressure and intense spotlight on, mm-hmm. and then kind of forgetting all the in between. Yeah. And I say that very, it almost sounds like judgy if like you take the other lens, and that's not my intention. I say it very like matter of factly because it's something I am very intentional about. Mm-hmm. Because simply, if you're constantly focusing on just the vacation or your expectations on that family trip or the expectations of that single holiday or that birthday party or whatever it might be, you could, like the younger family, you could run into a Thanksgiving and a Christmas back to back where you have norovirus and COVID or
RSV
yeah. and COVID, you know? And then it's like, oh my gosh, like you've spent all this time and energy. And not to say on the flip side, if you adopt this mentality, you won't be disappointed. Of course you'll be disappointed. Yeah. But it's not world ending, because at the end of the day, the Unger family does a great job of making everyday moments special. Yeah. So this is just an extra special every day yeah. where we've had to pivot and find ways for it to be magical.
Totally. It's a cherry on top at that point.
And the way that you're able to pivot in that moment and to honor that moment and make it magical mm-hmm. is because you have the foundation of those 350 days of the year right. where you're already doing that constantly.
Yes.
And you're like breeding that flexibility every single day. It's a part of you. And even when it's really, really hard, it's what you're doing constantly, right? Mm-hmm. So not to say that that wasn't a hard pivot for you to make. It was, but it makes the weight of it a little bit less when you are focused on the 350 other days a year. So yeah, tying that back to the whole like togetherness and needing you time, I think taking that approach and like kind of really focusing on, hey, I want every day us to have little moments as a family where we're together. And on the weekends, I want to ensure that like we are doing at least one activity a day as a family where we're just able to be unstructured and have fun and make memories mm-hmm. together. And needing you time is really important. So balancing both of those things, and when you only have 16 hours a week with your children, if you work full time and you send them to daycare or to school, and you have a Saturday and a Sunday with a 2-hour nap window in there, like there's only so much time for you. So how are you carving that out? And honoring for yourself that like sacrificing you entirely and never carving out that space on those weekends, it's hard to do, but it's so incredibly important, because then that you that is responsible for remaining sturdy and flexible and fostering those moments of joy throughout the weekend and unstructured beautiful togetherness is going to be completely withered away mm-hmm. and unable to cultivate yeah. that.
Oh, so true. And it really sparks one of my favorite think abouts. How you live your day is how you live your life. Mm-hmm. A vacation is not how you live your life.
Right.
How you live your day is. So looking at that 350 framework, which I love, that allows you to also be a little bit more self-aware within your day. If you are feeling a certain way, and this is the perfect segue into you time, on the plane yesterday, I've kind of conceptualized like these universal truths around this. So I think this is a really good place to go next. I want to yeah. read them, and I want to hear what your thoughts are, like if you agree or respectfully disagree with them. But mm-hmm, as it relates to self-awareness around you and you time, here are some universal truths. We all know what it feels like to be stretched thin.
Agree.
Great. We all know what it feels like to have an empty tank.
Agree.
We all know what it feels like to not have enough time for yourself at some point in your life.
Agree. Or day.
Life, day, minute. You could go in many different directions. But these are universal truths regardless of where you are, who you are. We've all felt that. So within that 350 framework and the self-awareness around knowing that, I think that's your key into, I need some alone time. Or I need some together time.
Yeah.
And it allows you to decide what you need and when.
What do you think, in your experience, mm-hmm. in terms of like the spectrum of needing you time? Mm-hmm. Because whether it's myself, my friends, people of other generations, like this looks so incredibly different. And I think it can be hard because I've even seen friends like oscillate in like depending who they're talking to, mm-hmm. like can lean towards like what that looks like for them, yeah. right? Like I just feel like there's such a guilt associated with motherhood yes. and like wanting you time. And when you're surrounded by other parents who are like, oh no, we make sure to do one date night every week and we go on vacation just us and we leave the kids behind and we do this and we do that. If that's like so far from where you stand, like you're not feeling vulnerable enough in that moment to be like, okay, no, I don't have enough. Like you're just going to be like, I don't feel comfortable with that. But then when you meet someone that's like a little bit closer to like where you sit can say like, oh, yeah, no, like I get wildly uncomfortable, but like once a year I go do X, Y, Z. Then you see that person kind of open up a little bit because they feel like it's a little bit closer to where they sit. Mm-hmm. Case in point, there is no right or wrong. It's just different.
Totally.
And you need to meet yourself where you are, where your boundaries are and where you're comfortable with. But the universal truth is you have to find time for you. And if that's a nail appointment or a 10-day all-inclusive trip with your husband or girlfriends, like whatever that is, you have to figure out what that is for you.
Yes, it's going to look different for everybody because we're all different, which is a beautiful Correct. Thing. And as always, what's realistic mm-hmm. for now also might not be realistic and achievable for a year from now. Like it's going to ebb and flow. Sometimes a date night at home that's like a little more special than the average dinner is realistic for us.
Yeah.
That's not going out, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect segue into another part that I wanted to bring up today. On the plane, I started rewatching from the very beginning Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Oh, it's so good.
So good. Just mm-hmm. case in point, objectively amazing. A little awkward to watch on the plane because, like,
yeah.
I was like, covering fast forward 15 seconds. But anyway, it was fantastic. And it's funny, as I was like letting this episode like simmer and I was writing down my notes, an episode came on, I think it was about like 10 episodes into the first season, about a baby shower.
Oh my God, yeah.
I know what I'm talking about. I can't recall the person's name, but it's the character who is like wild and goes out partying yes. and like shows her boobs to everyone at all times.
Empathy moment.
Huge empathy moment. So I'm going to get out my phone because I wrote it down so quickly. So in this episode, the person who's showing her boobs to everybody is pregnant and moved out to the suburbs, and all four gals go to the baby shower, and it's a little bit dramatic, but after the baby shower, she shows up at like a drinker rager party that she wasn't invited to. And she's like 40 weeks pregnant at this point. And I quote, she says, "One day you're going to wake up and you're not going to recognize yourself."
Oh, it makes me want to cry.
I know. And granted, she's like in the city at this point, super pregnant, having like a meltdown in front of all of her friends. And it got me thinking. Yes, we are so quick to inherit the part of ourselves that is mom for better. Like, and we're quick to label like, oh, that must have been mom brain, or oh, I made a mom friend. Like it's so yeah. quickly ingrained in your identity. I'm actually going to read the quote again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it just had me thinking of so many things. So the quote from this Sex and the City episode, "One day you're going to wake up and you're not going to be able to recognize yourself." And it got me thinking, oh, I have goosebumps. It got me thinking, yeah. what if that's for the better? What if that reasoning really hinges on the evolution of yourself and what you gain as opposed to what you've lost? And of course, you know, we're going to validate those feelings of grief. If you feel that, which we talked about in the episode last week in the fourth trimester, but what if that reframe actually came first and not second?
Oh, That's so beautiful. I mean, it's like what I wish every mom could hear when, and it doesn't just happen in the fourth trimester or once you're 2 years postpartum, like you understand exactly who you are. Mm-hmm. Like it is so beautiful. And in the reframe of just being like, you're gaining like magical powers, mm-hmm. you're softening those sharp edges.
Yes.
Right. As Lauren said, mm-hmm. and you're learning how to be like a superior level of multitasker and juggler and all things. And sometimes you don't feel like you're achieving it. And sometimes you don't feel like you're doing a good job at it. But at the end of the day, you're still doing 100,000 things more than you were doing prior.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's something to pat yourself on the back for. Yes. You are keeping another human alive and you are raising them and you are just, if you're even listening to this podcast, like you are doing a good job because you are trying to better yourself, period.
Yes. Listening to this episode is carving out time for you, case in
time
point.
Time for you. Yes. And having conversations about how, oh, it was mom brain or, oh, like just, I hate to say, but even beating yourself up, like, You're reflecting.
Yeah.
Like you're thinking about wanting to do better.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. That's such an amazing takeaway. And I think it's a message that I wish like every parent and like new mom could hear.
I wanted to scream it. I was like, why can't I text Mel right now? I'm in the middle of air. But like it was so perfect as we're talking about carving out space for you because it is just that. The evolution of yourself as you further immerse into all of the parts of you and all of the roles that you inherit just by virtue of getting older sits also on a universal truth that self-TLC time is not selfish. In fact, it's the opposite.
Correct. It's the opposite because it allows you to pour more back into whatever it might be.
Yes. Self-TLC time allows you to show up better, sturdier, more ready to tackle the landscape ahead.
Yeah. This has me thinking actually about, so at work, and I don't know if I brought these buckets up on the podcast before, but last year I was in like a clinical state of burnout. Got really, really bad by the end of the year, which I talked about here. And I had a friend who had recommended when I was like really at a certain point in my career trying to figure out like, how to conceptualize where I am and how I feel about things and whatnot. Like, and they recommended like dropping things into buckets, like figure out what your buckets are and go from there. And not sure if I've brought this up in the pod yet, but I've been coming back to it a lot professionally with a lot of transitions recently. And I think we can find a way to reframe this for this conversation. But professionally, I think of my career, job, just professional life in three buckets. I think of it as compensation and career progression being number one, number two, job satisfaction, and number three, work-life balance. And those are three things that at any given time can be overflowing. You could have one that's really high, two that are so-so, or like at the end of last year, they were all completely operating at a deficit, which is why I was so wildly burnt out.
Yes.
So in taking that concept, and it's a good way to kind of like check where you are and maybe pull levers where you need to based on where you are in your current life. There might be times in my life where career progression and compensation are of the utmost importance. But then there's other points in my life, like right now, where actually work-life balance is. Like that is what's most important for me on, you know, March, whatever, 2025. Mm-hmm. So what if we took that and we framed it towards your personhood? And I don't even want to say motherhood or your evolution as a new parent or whatnot, because it really, as we talked about time and time again with dopamine playbooks and things like that, it's going to be ever evolving. Mm-hmm. And when you're inheriting these certain things to this phase and stage of life, or it can get really hard to find yourself again when you get a little lost.
Yeah.
So what is like, and I'm putting you on the spot right here, but right now, but when you think of this concept of carving out time for you and you think of these three buckets mm-hmm. in like life and your current phase and stage, like are there certain things that you can like feel like, okay, like this is feeling really depleted. So like, I think it's time for me to pull that lever and I need to, you know, schedule an actual date night out of the house or whatever it might be.
Yeah, I think it goes back to self-awareness. You have to know that it doesn't feel right to make a change. If you know it doesn't feel right, then you can't. You're not going to. You're just going to remain blind to it. And then it becomes really hard to kind of pick yourself back up. I think we could get even more granular with that in a second, but I don't want to forget to share a thought that I just had as I was listening to you. Because I love those buckets. Thank you so much for sharing. And some people might really resonate with like having those buckets. There is an infinite amount of buckets.
Correct.
So if you find that like, okay, yes, these three are really working, but something just doesn't feel right about another part of it, add another bucket there. Yep. Or take one away. I think that's the beauty of embracing a developmental perspective is that you're always changing and evolving, and thus your buckets are too.
Yep.
So I love that framework. It also made me think about how vital the self-TLC time is that connects to our Two Truths, No Lies from last week with the fourth trimester. Like, it is possible to take care of yourself and someone else at the same time. But as it relates to the buckets, it's most likely not going to be an even split.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be a non-existent one. So as it relates to the question that you punted to me, when I'm noticing there is a big discrepancy between the two, whether it's a work-life balance or something else, that allows me to have some self-awareness to say like, we gotta make some changes here because we don't want to get to a place where it's 0 to 100. Does that make sense?
Makes total sense. Because if you think about it, however many buckets you have, and if, you know, infinite amount of buckets, whatever it means, it also helps like from a bring it back professionally, right? It, when you have these concrete things in your head, I know my three buckets and I know the titles of each bucket and I can visualize in the front of my head like how they feel in that given moment when I go to take inventory, it also serves as talking points, right? Like it's a very concrete way to advocate for yourself and to know your value and to be able to say confidently how you feel when you feel it. The same applies in this scenario, right? It's about taking inventory. It's about sitting here and being able to be like, to your point, the self-awareness, something doesn't feel right. And being able to think about your 3 to 5, 10 buckets, whatever they are, and say, oh, well, that's probably why. And double clicking on what you just said at the end right there, if you actually had like three buckets in front of you and your bucket of parenting, your parenting bucket, or you're just say your mom bucket, actually I'm not even gonna cut this out because the train of thought is real.
I love it.
I saw something the other day on Instagram, I'm gonna have to find it, but dividing between your caregiver and mom, because those are two different roles. So being mom is such an overarching thing. So like identifying within your role of mom, like what exactly are you falling into at that point? And say it's your caregiving one, right? So as a caregiver today, if that is completely overflowing because kids have been sick, this is going on, dad's on a work trip, this and that, you have been 100%, you're feeling absolutely depleted, right? And you go, you know, I really need some self-TLC, which that bucket has literally nothing in it. Absolutely nothing in it. You can't just fill it with nothing. You have to take something from somewhere else to put into there.
Correct.
Quite simply. Yeah. And there's certain times where you're not going to be able to do that. You're going to have to wait till dad gets back from the trip. And that self-TLC is going to have to be your BYSO then.
Achievable, realistic. What does that look like?
Achievable and realistic. That was a tangent.
No, but no, I think it made it concrete. This is not like a concrete, we're listing all the ways that we take time for us. This is very like conceptual and like a conversation that you and I would have. And we do have all the time. But the double clicking on taking inventory, as you always say, and you just said before, that I feel like is a huge takeaway here. If you reflect back and you're like, okay, in the past month, I haven't gone for a run. if that's something that is important to you, or I haven't went and taken a workout class, if that's something that you started the year saying, I want to do that at least once every 2 weeks, if that was achievable. This is the time to take inventory for those things. And it allows you to combat the internal thought of rationalizing, like, not taking that self-TLC time to taking it. And how are you taking it?
Period.
And I don't know why we're so quick to rationalize why we shouldn't be taking self-TLC time. What are your thoughts?
Change is really hard. And when you're in a pattern of not prioritizing yourself and just doing what needs to get done every day to keep your head above water, your mind is incredibly powerful. Mm-hmm. And it will allow you to think that, number one, you don't deserve time, or number two, that you don't have time to carve out time for yourself. It makes it really, really easy for you to not change and not prioritize that. But I can't express it enough, like, depleting yourself will not benefit anyone in the long run. Mm-mm. And some people, I get, like I said before, I have complete spectrums in my life of independence and views on how often to go out and do your own thing and whatever it might be, to, like, I don't leave my children, period. And there, it is not wrong. It is just different. Mm-hmm. But like, no matter where you sit on the spectrum, like, it is important to carve out time for you. Yeah. Because those children grow up.
Yes, quickly.
Those children grow up. And if you don't have the resources, you don't have childcare, you don't have people, like, completely seen here, there's still a way to get out and go for a walk.
Yeah. 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
You deserve to have time for you, whatever that looks like and feels like. And huge mantra, think about whether that means you're saying yes to something or saying no to something, as long as it hinges on carving out time for you. Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, so big.
Tell me more.
So I said yes to going on the girls' trip. Mm-hmm. That's something that I said yes to. I said no to going out to dinner a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Both of them yielded carving out time for me. So do you see how nuanced it can be?
Yep.
And so related to boundaries and knowing what you need and self-awareness and all of the themes that we've talked about always on our platform, but specifically around carving out time for you, it will hinge on saying yes or saying no to something.
And carving out time for you can also, like, not necessarily look like self-TLC. And I don't want to get too off the point here, because make it self-TLC if you can, right? But for example, you know, I have full-time childcare throughout the week. My daughter goes to daycare. Everyone knows that. Huge, huge fan of daycare. She is also huge fan of daycare. There's a part of me that would love to accomplish everything that I need done inside and outside the house, but in the hours that she is at daycare, so that I can have unlimited, unstructured time with her during the weekends. Number one, I have a demanding job that requires 40 to 50 hours of my week. So, like, at baseline, that's not the reality. But there's a lot of times where I do try, and it took me about a year to figure it out. Like, working hours are for work, period. Because if I'm trying to juggle, well, I can get this errand done really quick and I can do this and I can do that, I am fully depleting myself. And then by the time that weekend comes, I am so behind on work that I'm actually, it's really difficult for me to be present because I am riddled with anxiety about, like, all the things I did not accomplish that week. However, setting a boundary with myself, starting at the beginning of this year, of, like, working time is for working hours, and creating a list of the things that I can either get done on an errands tour with my daughter after school.
Yes, errands tour. We got to trademark this. It's my favorite thing in the world.
I love it. You told me about it and I love it. We're going to go on an errands tour, whether we can do an errands tour after work, or you know what has become, like, one of my new favorite me time activities? On the weekend, maybe an hour before nap time or an hour after nap time. So I'm using the nap time. My husband's home while she's sleeping, but I'm using the nap time. So I'm not missing a ton of time, but maybe I'm gone a little bit before or a little bit afterwards. And I'm knocking out my returns. I'm going to do this. I'm not even using this for a nail appointment. I'm not using it for a hair appointment. No, I am using this to do all those things that I wait to save during the week and then I never get to. And then I get stressed out or I have to sacrifice working time for it. That, like, driving with the windows down, listening to some music on a Saturday, hitting all these things on my list.
Time for you.
You would think she went to the spa, truly. Like, my ability just to be like, oh, that feels amazing.
Yes, it's underneath you, not above you.
It's underneath me and it's on above
and
me.
It's you time.
It's me time. So sometimes, like, does that look like self-TLC? Like, and do I want to brand, like, self-TLC is running errands and making Amazon returns? No, I don't, because that's not self-TLC. But it is me time. Mm-hmm. That is not pushing me further behind at work or getting me super stressed because it's taking longer and now it's going to be, you know, I'm going to be late to pick up at daycare and so on and so forth.
And it helped you find slightly more of an equal balance in your buckets. Correct. Not saying you're going to go from 0% to 100%. That's not the goal. But you're taking something out of one bucket and putting it into another to solely carve out time for you.
Exactly. Because think about the weekends, like your weekends growing up. I went to Home Depot with my dad.
Oh, yeah. We did the errands tour.
We did.
Yes.
You did what your parents, because your parents had to go to the office.
Yes.
Right? So, yes. Like, there was no expectation that your parents were, like, accomplishing all these things during the week. So you went and you did the errands tour on the weekends with them. That was the weekends, going to Home Depot. Then we got, like, a hot dog.
I don't know what Home Depot you're going to.
I'm going to have my brother fact check that. Ask Tom and he'll tell you. We used to get hot dogs from the side of the road after Home Depot.
That's hysterical and good for you guys. But what is that also showing? You're showing that there are responsibilities and there are chores and there are things to do. So when they get to adulthood, it's not going to be sunshine and rainbows. But what is important is they're seeing both. They're seeing responsibility landscape and you landscape. And how can you carve out your unstructured time to have both?
I love that. Wait, as this made me think, actually, I've been dying to ask you a question. I keep forgetting.
Oh my gosh, tell me, ask me.
So I know the play-by-play of everything in your life. Like, I know your routine. I know your childcare schedule. I know when the boys go and get picked up from school. I know on Thursdays they're at No-No Pop-Ups. Like, I know, like, all everything. When do you go grocery shopping?
It's a great question. So,
because I don't know this.
Yeah.
We don't talk about it.
So we utilize the Wegmans pickup order.
Copy.
Yes.
Which is amazing. I also do that, yeah.
However, sometimes if we are looking to fill a time on a weekend, we will go to Wegmans like in the morning pre-nap time, which we did last weekend. It's very fun. But the majority of the time we do a Wegmans pickup order and we usually do it on Thursday or Friday.
And will you do it like on the way home from school? Like it'll just be like, okay, we're stopping at Wegmans.
Exactly. Yep. It's usually post-nap time, post-school pickup. Let's go for a fun drive. We play a music or story time with Kay, which is an amazing podcast, which I've said 1,000 times. And we go, we pick it up, we come home, and then we unload the groceries as part of a like fun routine. The boys love doing it. And it's also a responsibility. Like, we got to wash the berries. We got to put them away.
Yeah.
But I like having a stocked fridge before the weekend.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
It also helps.
That, I was just thinking that. You're like, oh, Friday.
Yes. It helps.
So, but you have to go on like Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, you run out of berries, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We definitely do a mid-week. Like, I have to go today.
like an Acme run.
Yeah, a couple of items. That's always on the responsibility landscape, too.
Wow. Thank you for downloading that to me. It's been on my mind.
Thank you for asking.
I didn't know if maybe that was part of your you time, but it's actually not.
It's not. And carving out space there, though, for a second, I tried to have that as part of my me time. I would go pick it up during a weekend nap time. And that mm-hmm. was not working. I had the mm-hmm. self-awareness to say, this is actually more of a time suck and a time robber than a time mm-hmm. saver for me as it related to me time, because driving in the car by myself wasn't really what I was looking for. I would rather be home during that time. I yeah. like doing that with everybody.
And it's also like a reset for you, yeah. like during the nap time, because by the time you leave and then come back, it's like, you know, exactly. Then it's like you never stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could change in a couple of mm-hmm. months. I might want that back. But for the here and the now, we're really living and breathing the ebbing and flowing of this.
Yeah, to be clear, like my weekend run out of the house during a nap time is not grocery shopping at all. Could never. It way too overstimulating. Far too many people there. It's truly like the UPS store returns at Gap. Like run to the mall and return these things. Maybe pick up a few others. Yeah. You know.
Oh yeah, that's some self TLC time right there.
That's right. That's right.
We dropped a lot of mantras and think abouts today. Did any of them really stand out or crystallize in your brain as we were chatting?
Yeah, I really liked how you talked about how you said yes to the girls' trip and no to dinner. I think that's really a good way to understand it, because I think you hear these, you know, carving out time for you, or you got to prioritize yourself. And immediately people, again, if you're on the more conservative side of this, but like, I don't have time, or I'm not going to be one of those moms, or I, you know, whatever. This is achievable. Yes. Like, you just have to find your version of it.
Correct. And take that inventory so you can confidently say yes or say no, as long as it is hinging around carving out time for you.
Yeah.
Love it.
I love it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Downloading your brain.
I love you.
I love you
so
too.
So cute.
Well, you all know where to find us at the MTake Podcast on Instagram. Let us know what you're taking on so we can take it on with you.
There it is. With you.
Yeah. We'll see you here next
week. Can't wait. You give yourself a big old smooch.
Give yourself a smooch. I'll talk to you later.
Love you, toodle.
Love you. Bye.